Aleishu Chelek Beis Reish Pei Beis. This is the fifth Vaad. Baninu Esachiyuv Shel Haba'as Toida. So we built the obligation of expressing gratitude. Ala Kasub Befarshas Bikurim. We built it on the basis of what is written in Kisavoy Uvasa El HaKohen V'chulei V'omarto Eilav. And Chazal comment, Rashi quotes him, She'incha Kefui Toiva. The idea behind Bikurim is to express one's gratitude. We find a further definition, a further element in that Gemara. From the day Hashem created the world, there's no person who was moide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Le'ah. When she gave birth, she said, "Hapam oideis Hashem." Rashi comments, "Lefi she'ra'ase Baruch HaKodesh, she'Yaakov mamid 12 shevatim." They knew that Yaakov Avinu would produce 12 tribes. "Veloi arba nashim," he had 4 wives. So, mathematically, arithmetically, we're talking about 3 per wife. "Kevan she'alda ben revi'i," once she gave birth to a 4th child, one more than she was, so to speak, entitled to, Hoidas al chelka shala yosei min hacheshbon hamagia la. She gave thanks for having received more than really what she was entitled to. V'chen kosav Rashi b'chumash, v'tahar oid v'telet bein, she gave birth, v'toim apam oidei es Hashem, v'tika shmo Yehuda v'chulei. Rashi, apam oidei, why? This time, shenotalti yoiser michelki, I took more than my portion, me'ata yesh li lehoidois. Therefore, I have an obligation to give thanks in Vayetze. Says the author, Harei al kol toiva shadam mekabel asur lo liyos kfui toiva. For every good that a person receives, he is forbidden to be ungrateful. Gam al peiros hagdelim besadeh midei shana b'shana. For produce, for fruits that grow in his fields, orchards every year, alav la'alois lirushalayim, he has to go to Yerushalayim, lavi bikurim, velikor parashas bikurim. The whole procedure of going to Beis HaMikdash. One who receives more than his portion, that he's entitled to, it's not sufficient not to be an ingrate. He has to acknowledge it and be grateful. This is from Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet, four categories of person are required to give hoidah. Yerdei hayam, those who traveled across the sea, holechei midbarois, those who crossed the wilderness, umishaya cholev nisrapa, a person who was seriously ill and recovered, umishaya chavush bevis asrim yatzah, a person who was incarcerated and released. Yoredei hayam minolon, where does that come from? This is all derived from Pesukim. Dichsiv, the Pesuk says, this is all, most of these Pesukim are in Tehilim Kuf Zayin. So the Pasuk says, Yordei Hayam Bo'oinios, those who cross the sea in ships. The next Pasuk says, Heimar Ra'u Ma'asei Hashem Venifleisav Bim Tzula. So they see the deeds of Hashem and his wonders in the depths. The next Pasuk Omer, Vaya'amed Ruach Se'ara. There was a storm wind, and it speaks about waves. Ya'alu Shamayim Yerdu Sehoimois. So the ship is rocked, and it's as if they rise to the heavens and go down to the abyss because the sea is so wild and the ship is being buffeted. Vayomer, it's all in the same perek of Tehillim Kuf Zayin, just posuk after posuk. Yachoygu v'yanu kashikoy, they go around in circles, they move like a drunkard. Vayomer, the next posuk, vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lahem, they cry to Hashem in their distress. Umim metzuko yisahem yoytzihem, he extricates them from their difficulties. Vayomer yakim se'ara, Yokeim rather, Yokeim se'ara lidmama, he turns the storm to silence. And then the next pasuk, Vayismechu ki ishtoiku, then of course they rejoice. Then after that, Yoidu Lashem chasdoi v'nifleisav livnei adam. They express hoida'ah, Yoidu Lashem chasdoi. That's as far as those who travel through the ocean. Then Holchei Midbarois Menon, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Dalet continues. Dichsiv, the Pasuk there says, the same Perek in Tehillim, Ta'u Vamidbar Bishimoin, they were lost in the wilderness, in a desolate place. Derech ir Moishav lo yimatzau, they do not find the correct path, the way. Vayitzaku el Hashem. They cry to Hashem, and then the pasuk continues, Vayadrichem bederech yeshara, he guides them on a straight path, Yadul Hashem chasdoi. So we see that they are obligated to once again express gratitude for the chesed. Then the Gemara asks, Mishe chalav nisrapa, where are the sources for that? Somebody who was ill and recovered, Yichsiv, the pasuk, the evilim miderech pisham, it's all the same perik in Tehillim, Umeavinusem yisanu, Kol oichel tesaiv nafsham vayagiu ad sharem aves, talking about a person who was very, very ill. Vayishlach dvaroi vayirpaim, the pasuk then says, he sends his word, so to speak, Hashem sends his word and heals them. And then, yoidu l'Hashem chasdoi v'niflo esav livne adam. The same phrase, they express gratitude to Hashem. Finally, Mishaya Chavush Bevis Asurim, somebody who was incarcerated and then released, Menalon, Dichsiv Yoishrei Choshech Vetzalmoves, those who dwelled in the dark, in the shadow of death. Ki Himru Imrei El Vatzas Idoine. Na'atsu, that speaks about rebellion against Hashem. Then, Vayachna Be'omal Libom Kashluvein Oizer. Vayitzaku El Hashem, once again, they call out to Hashem, Batzar Lahem, in their distress, and he sends salvation. Omer Yoitzim. He releases them from this darkness. He releases their chains. And again, that refrain, Yaidu Lashem Chasdo v'Nifloisav Livnei Adam. The author then says, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Haya Kayam, when the Beis HaMikdash functioned, Haya Chayav Lavi Azeh Korban Teda. Not only was it necessary to say, Goimel, like perhaps we would say today, but to bring a korban to the in the base of Mikdash for these things. Umanoi raha davar shegilah Rosim Chazisul Mikelm, the Alter Mikelm, ki ikoetz Rosim Chazisul in Chochma Musa in Chelek Aleph Siman Kufnun Aleph. Anu roim kama anashim. We've seen people. This is not a very unusual phenomenon. Shayicholim al eretz divai. They were deathly ill. Vayishlach Hashem dvaru vayirpayim. This is paraphrasing that pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Zayin. Hashem sent His word and healed them. Vayalem lo yisif tehila uleitiv darkam. Really, would have expected that they really praise Hashem and improve their ways. Vanu roim haipuch me'ame aretz. One sometimes sees the opposite. Ki acharei chol yom yiskalkelu yosef. After such an episode of illness and recovery, they become even worse. Lama? Since the obligation then is greater to express gratitude to Hashem for His numerous chesed, chasadim, yishtadel ha-yetzer yoyiser legashem eslibo. The yetzer makes an additional effort to make one's heart thicker, or letamtem eslev avoy, to block his heart. The author then says, kama tzarech lizaher bazeh, a person has to be very careful here, kashe adam chayav lehoidoyis shekibel me'es ha-kadosh b'chut yotzer me'amegi aloi. When a person is obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for receiving more than he's entitled to, shelo yez kfui teva, not to be number one in ingrate, velo yizkalke yoseh chas v'halila, not to become worse, ele yizchazek ba'avuida b'yeser says. It should be a spur to greater avuida. Umi yodea, who knows, im loy midei yom b'yomoy, perhaps day in and day out, mekabel adam harbi yoseh ma'magyelo. The individual receives much more than he's really entitled to. Hen beruchanius v'hen begashmius, both in the spiritual sense and the physical. V'cham alav lakir zos ulakir teva, a person has to recognize this, to see it, and then to express gratitude for it. Me'ata namshich ba'islamdus shelan. We're going to carry on our exercise. V'apam besimas lev miyuchedes, here to pay particular attention. Al teiveis shem lemala me'magia lanu, for things that are beyond what we could have expected, nothing that we're entitled to. From friends, from peers, from spouses, family members, employees, well, things that we couldn't have expected, and somebody did for us. And certainly from the Creator. Vaad Shishi. Chazal make the following comment. Kol ha-koyfer betovaseh shel haver roi, la-seif koyfer betovaseh shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who is an ingrate, he denies the fact that his fellow man did something good for him, eventually will deny the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is from Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer, Parashah Zayin, Daf Kuf Tzadivav. Hayesod b'zeh, the fundamental idea behind this statement is ki midos ha'adam po'eres be'ofin shaveh klapei kol zulas. A person's midos operate equally towards anyone outside of him. Im azulas hu adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether that person or being outside of him, it's another person or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one's midos are the same. They don't operate differently vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachen gam kfiyas ha'tov po'eres gam klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is ungrateful, he'll be ungrateful not only to people, he'll also be ungrateful towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachen acharei she'asaknu harbeh be'akaras ha'tovah livnei adam. After we've dealt so much worth gratitude expressed to people, yesh lanu la'amod ka'is al midah zoi b'yachas labori yizborach. Now we want to examine this midah vis-a-vis the Creator. Ha'choyvois ha'levavois b'shar avoidas ha'elohikim, bo'yne es kol avoidas Hashem al hakaras ha'tovah. He constructs his entire system of Avodas Hashem on the principle of gratitude. Hu mevaer sham ba'arichus, he explains at length, ki kol asher ha'atava shleima ve'akara gdola yoser. The more complete the chesed we received and the more complete our recognition thereof, yoser tigdal b'chinas avodah, the greater the avodah. Ve'yesh lavin etev, we want to understand this well. בדרך כלל מיוסד קיום המצוויס על האמונה. Usually, fulfillment of מצוויס is founded on אמונה. You would say, מישהו אורתודוקס, somebody who is an orthodox Jew, באמונה סוי, his אמונה is orthodox, מקיים המצוויס. Such a person fulfills מצוויס, אף שהוא נגוע בכפייס הטוב. Even though he may be ungrateful, not a person who expresses gratitude. But החובס הלבובס מדבר על מעלס העבודה. He's talking about something quite different. The level, the achievement of Aveda, Zoi Ma'ala Pnimis, that's something inside one's personality, She'oid Yelenu Esek Ima Be'ezras Hashem, we will deal with it later on. Ma'ala Zoi Tluya Be'akaras HaTov. So we're not talking about straight fulfillment of mitzvois, we're talking about a certain level, achievement within oneself, which depends on gratitude. V'yesh La'amik K'tzas, let's delve a little bit deeper. Be'emes kol adam hu dati betivoi. We've said this before, that every individual is actually born dati. Usually we would translate it as religious, in inverted commas. Ki zehu koyach mikochois ha'nefesh ha'yesedim. It is a fundamental part of one's psyche. He says in brackets, ayen beze be'alei shur chelek alef amud kuf. We discussed it in quite some detail. Alei shur chelek alef amud kuf, that every person has within his personality, normal, healthy person, this idea of attachment or affinity to a higher power. It can be corrupted. We spoke about that over there. Mao mahusoy shel koach zeh. Now we want to ask, what is the essence of this koyach? That again, in Chelek Aleph, we described as an affinity towards a supreme power. What is the essence of this koyach? The author says, Yeshna svara gdoila lachshoiv ki hu koyach hakaras ha'tovah. There's, one could argue, that this koyach is really based on gratitude. There's room to argue, svarag doila lachshiv, that this is really founded on the power of gratitude. Adam hapoikach einav, v'roei atzmoi b'olam nifla zeh. Person who opens his eyes and sees himself in this wonderful world. Liboi doi chafoi l'akir teiva l'mi she'samoi b'olam zeh. His heart pushes him to express gratitude to the one who placed him in this world. Al derech zoi haya admor medayek be'agada shel Pesach. Rabbi Yerucham made a diuk in the Agada benusach when we say lefichach anachnu chayavim lehoidois lehaleil etc. Lemi she'asa lavoisim ve'lanu es kol hanisim ha'ilu. To the one, we're not expressing exactly who, but just to the one who did perform all these miracles for our forefathers and for us. Ve'lo emru kan lehoidois ulel lakadosh baruch hu. Here, Chazal omit this. And it's lehoidois ulel lakadosh baruch hu. Lemi, the one who did it. Ki hakaras ha'tovah eina she'eles mihu she'asa kol hanisim ha'ilu. The midah of hakaras ha'tovah doesn't ask, who exactly did all of these miracles for me? V'yeh mi she'yeh, anachnu chayavim le'odes, whoever it was, we obligated to be grateful. U'miklal hein ata shomea lav. We can make an inference from the positive to the negative. Hakaras ha'tovah yesod ha'avodah, as we said a moment ago, Hakaras ha'tovah is the foundation of avodah. Vilu kfiras ha'tovah, to be an ingrate, hihi yesod ha'kfira. That's really the foundation of denial. Gam ha'koyfer b'kadosh baruch hu, v'emer lo'i hu, Hinoi kufer bakoil. A person denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is somebody who's denying everything. Kmo haloyveh rotze leshalem v'kufer bakoil. Like a borrower, he doesn't want to pay back a debt and just denies the whole thing. B'kfirah zoi poalim shnei hakochot shebeinu b'avad ha'sheni v'ha'shlishi. In this kfirah, the two forces we explained, clarified in the second and third Vadim are active. Hakol muvan me'elav etzloi. Number one, the person takes everything for granted. That hakol magia lo, he's entitled to everything. That's number one. Ve'oid zeh she'eino rotzeh li'yos meshu'abad. A person does not wish to be in a position of being indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't want to have to express any gratitude because that implies a certain indebtedness. If such a person takes it that life and health, all these things, he's entitled to them. It's natural. It's magiali. The fact that he's alive, of course, goes without saying. He must be here. Well, there's no room then to express gratitude. Even if he's not all that blind, but just he doesn't want to be indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person will deny as if he received nothing. And then he imagines that he's escaped the obligation to thank the one who created all of these wonders in his life. Kan hinenu magiim ledivrei haRamban besof parashas Boi. That famous essay of the Ramban at the end of parashas Boi, we quoted numerous times in Alei Shul. Vechavanas kol haMitzvois, says the Ramban, the idea, the objective of all the Mitzvois, shenaamin beElokeinu, is to achieve emuna veNeidei elav sheuberanu, to acknowledge. Neidei, of course, can mean it's the same meaning, yeah, and acknowledge, to thank that He created us. Vehi kavanas yetzira. This is really the objective of the whole shebang. We have no other explanation of Hashem's creation of this world. The Supreme One has no interest in the lower worlds, except for this. That man should know and acknowledge and thank his God for having created him. That's the bottom line of everything. The whole idea, the objective behind davening, and to build shuls where people gather, and the whole concept that we have of the merit that we have in many people daven together, the whole idea is that people should have a designated place where they can gather and thank the God who created them, v'imtziam, put it into existence, v'farsemuze, and make this well known. V'yomru lefanav b'riyosecha anachnu, and say in front of him, we are your creatures. He'emid haRamban es kol yetzira v'chol tachlis haMitzvos elina noida. The Ramban establishes that the entire creation, the whole purpose of Mitzvos ultimately is acknowledgement and gratitude. It's goes without saying, HaKadosh Baruch doesn't need our gratitude. Ki, as a pasuk in Yoiv Lamed Hei states, Im tzadakta matitein, if you've been righteous, what you think you're helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or ma miyadcha yikach, it doesn't benefit from our gratitude. Ach ha-shleimus shelanu, but our perfection, ve-ha-oyishe shelanu, our wealth, who lo yideis, is to be grateful. Uchvar aman, we've said above, the more a person recognizes the goodness that he receives, the more rich is his inner life. This opens up before us a new avodah. We're going to exercise in recognizing Hashem's goodness. Overall principle, shetafasta merubele tafasta, do not bite off more than you can chew. Tafasta mu'at tafasta. Hinenuli islamed gam bazeh b'davar katan. We're going to practice this in a small matter. Nis ameitz lagit b'kas ha'idah b'shmoneseh b'simas le'meruba b'chol shloshes ha'tfilois b'yom. We'll try, we'll make an effort to express b'kas ha'idah mo'idim in the Amidah with great concentration in all three tefilois of the day. עד כאן.